Good morning, everybody. It's the 2nd of May 2023. It's Teresa from Sojourn Retreat House. And today's devotional is going to be one of encouragement. And I've titled it, Whose Injustice Is It Anyway? Have you ever felt so undone by the injustice of the world that you can't even function properly? I remember going through certain things in my life where I just thought, man, how is it possible that you can go through something like this and somebody can get away with it? And then you left to bear the brunt of all the emotions around it. And today I'm hoping to show you two accounts in the Bible that I believe are going to show us that there's a key that we can apply that will help us to weather any injustice that we might face. Because I think it's clear to see that lawlessness is on the increase. And as a result, injustice is unfortunately its byproduct. So that's also going to be on the increase. In Matthew 24, we see Jesus speaks to his disciples about the signs of the times and the end of the age. And after listing a number of things, in verse 12, he says, "And because lawlessness will abound, the love of many will grow cold." And so perhaps it was something that was done to you directly, or maybe something unfair that affected a loved one or someone that you're close to. We've all experienced this. It could be loss, it could be sickness, an accident. Perhaps you were overlooked for a deserved promotion, or maybe it's even a situation where you've been uprooted from your original plan for your life because of some drastic changes and circumstances. Or it could be a much bigger thing, an indirect problem which grieves you, but over which you have little or no control. I think of Eskom, yeah. Think of all the effects of this load shedding that we're going through. And the effects that it's got on his businesses, their schools, their community, even animals are being affected by it. But the thing is that the pure frustration of not being able to change the situation in many cases is what leaves us worn down and full of despair. In fact, it can even get you to the point where it starts affecting your life personally because you're focusing so much on that. And so how do we deal with these injustices? And I want to jump ahead and just mention two words which I believe are the keys to actually dealing with injustice. And then I'm going to explain them as I go along. The two words are love and purpose or mission. So the word is full of stories of people that were unfairly treated, but I'm going to look at two, one of which has always struck me as being one of the most unfair things in the Old Testament. And then, of course, there's one in the New Testament, which I know is very dear to all our hearts because it affects Jesus. So the first story is the story about Laban and Jacob. And their story can be found in Genesis 29 all the way through to Genesis 31. Jacob meets Laban's daughter, Rachel, at a well, and he falls in love with her and follows her home to her father, where her father then invites him to stay, and he ends up staying there for about a month. We can glean from the rest of the verse that he actually started working for him. And in Genesis 29, verse 15, Laban says to Jacob, "Because you are my relative, should you therefore serve me for nothing? Tell me what your wages should be." And in verse 18, Jacob answers, "Now Jacob loved Rachel. So he said, I will serve you for 7 years for Rachel, your younger daughter." And Laban agrees. Jacob then works for him for the 7 years. And according to the word in verse 20, he makes a comment and says they seemed only a few days to him because of the love he had for her. But then at the wedding feast, Laban deceives Jacob and he gives him his older daughter. Leah is earlier described as less beautiful, and she's certainly not the one that he chose or loves. But then Laban goes one step further and makes Jacob work an extra 7 years for Rachel's hand. And can you believe it? Laban does it. Have you ever thought of how unfair that is, though? Can you imagine what they must have gone through? And yet he did it. I want to ask you how. The second story I want to look at is that of Jesus and his crucifixion. For all time, this is the most horrific example of an injustice or unfairness. In Luke 23, verse 4, after Jesus was handed over to Pilate for questioning, Pilate says to the chief priests in the crowd, "I find no fault with this man." In John 18, verse 38, it describes Pilate's answer to the Jews as, "I find no fault in him at all." And in fact, leading up to this statement, it is written in Matthew 26, verse 59, that the chief priests and elders and all the council sought false testimony against Jesus to put him to death, but found none. Even though many false witnesses came forward, they found none. And so Jesus paid the most horrific price for something that he didn't even do. In 2 Corinthians 5, verse 21, it reads, "For he made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, so that we might become the righteousness of God in him." Goodness, I can't imagine what he must have endured. I can't imagine what must have been going through in his mind. Did he at some point, he must have thought, this is so unfair. And yet he went through with it. Earlier, I mentioned the words love and purpose or mission. And I said that these are the keys that I believe help us to endure the injustices that we face daily. In Jacob's case, his love for Rachel helped him endure 14 years of unfair treatment. We learn in the word that love covers a multitude of sins. In 1 Peter 4, verse 8, the Amplified Version says, "Above all, have fervent and unfailing love for one another, because love covers a multitude of sins." And it says it overlooks unkindness and unselfishly seeks the best for others. And so love is what helps us overcome the emotions we feel when we face injustice and also helps us endure injustice. The second word that I mentioned earlier is that purpose or mission is another aspect that helped Jacob endure. He had a very strong purpose to stick to the agreement that he made. He had a mission or a purpose, and that mission's name was Rachel. Through his actions, though, he showed integrity, and that by being a man of his word, he stuck to what he said that he would do. And I believe that is the second key to getting through anything that we may face. When we look at Jesus's picture, his love for us, that is the world, is what helped him bear the injustice of what he guiltlessly bore on the cross. He also understood that there was a much bigger purpose to fulfill, and that was our redemption. And so no matter what injustice we may be facing or what emotions we may experience due to all that we see around us, I think the most important thing that we can do is to focus on what our God-given purpose is in life. Without a clear purpose in life, we will be so influenced by everything that is going on around us that it will destroy us by pulling us down. And then I believe that as we focus on that purpose in life, as we take these unfair issues to God in prayer, that he then helps us to operate in love. Remember, we cannot do this in our own power. But he then will help us to operate in love towards those that wrong us, so that we can see the best or seek the best for others. It helps us to put ourselves in their shoes, and it helps us to try and understand their story instead of just jumping straight into judgment. I want to go one step further and say that it can even get us to the place like Jesus did just after they had hung him on the cross between the two criminals, where he uttered the words, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing." And so we can go through life telling up all the wrong and all the stuff that we see that is wrong around us. But all that it leads to is frustration, anger, hatred, and ultimately despair. Or we can choose to model ourselves on the greatest example and focus on the purpose given to us. And then let God help us operate in love so that the injustice that we see becomes a prayer before God, who sees everything and who is perfectly equipped to be able to deal with it. I hope you have a blessed week, and we'll chat again on Monday. Goodbye.